The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping us to better understand the importance of water management. Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute, and she offers this report for this week.
Good morning, and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're talking about how we can take advantage of floodwaters for recharge. If overdraft is a problem, recharge is part of the solution. In recent years, especially during large storm events, California has experimented with capturing floodwaters and directing it back into the groundwater. Today, I'm joined by Rochelle Rogers from Sustainable Conservation to discuss what is possible. Hi, Rochelle. Thank you for joining me.
Hello, Laura. I'm glad to be here to hopefully add some special value.
You absolutely will. So, given your experience working on recharge, can you tell us if we can meaningfully refill aquifers, or is recharge limited?
I believe, and based on the extensive watershed studies led by the Department of Water Resources and our water team's been working with them and all their partners on of the San Joaquin watersheds, the assessment is that up to probably 30 to 35% of our SGMA goals could be met by farmers collaborating, landowners collaborating, and diverting water, excess surface flows when available, into their farmlands and letting that water percolate down into the groundwater aquifer for replenishment.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of water, or a big, good chunk of that percentage. Now, I know we did a lot of recharge during 2023 when there was high flow water year. Was there anything that we learned from those that we can take to future years?
Yes. Based on the reporting by the PPIC, there was about a 17% increase in recharge volumes over 2017, another wet year. But many groundwater basins still remain far from their targeted goals of recharge. And there's still a lot of untapped capacity across the Central Valley because we have growers, farmers, landowners who are not really educated on how to conduct on-farm recharge. And so they're a little timid. And we need to encourage all farmers, small, mid-size, and large, to get involved to support the effort to replenish our groundwater aquifers.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree. Do you think there are, other than the one you just mentioned, are there any other specific barriers preventing us from scaling recharge efforts?
Barriers? Yes, we have the issue of, one, infrastructure to reach and distribute surface water to all areas that are ideal in terms of soil type to infiltrate water, even white areas where the land falls outside of a designated water district. And we need funding. We need incentive fundings, more concepts of water management on the farm, and concepts to reduce groundwater pumping at large throughout the Central Valley, particularly in the areas where we have excessive groundwater pumping or overdraft. So those two things are, I think, obstacles for scaling that we are focused on as a Floodmar group, especially on these two areas to scale.
Great. That is, it's awesome that somebody is working towards some of those challenges and that we've identified them. So thank you, Rochelle, so much for joining me and providing me such valuable information. Sounds like recharge alone won't solve every imbalance, but it can help.
Absolutely. Recharge is the future of regular routine irrigation practices. Whenever excess surface flows are available, all who can should be engaged in recharge efforts.
Yes, and it sounds like it represents something that's important, because groundwater management is not just about reducing pumping. It's also about increasing our supply strategically. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Loa Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.